This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has virtually inaugurated the 72nd National Volleyball Tournament in Varanasi in Uttar Pradesh yesterday. Mr. Modi, who is also the Member of Parliament from Varanasi, extended greetings to players from across the country and underlined the role of sports in nation building. Addressing the event, the Prime Minister said that the government has significantly increased the sports budget and today India's sports model has become athlete-centric with focus on talent identification, scientific training, nutrition and transparent selection.
साल 2014 के बाद से अलग-अलग खेलों में भारत का प्रदर्शन लगातार बेहतर हुआ है हमें बहुत गर्व होता है जब जैन जी को खेल के मैदान पर तिरंगा फहराते देखते हैं बीते दशक में स्पोर्ट्स को लेकर सरकार और समाज दोनों की ही सोच में बदलाव दिख रहा है सरकार ने स्पोर्ट्स का बजट काफी ज्यादा बढ़ा दिया है आज भारत का खेल मॉडल एथलीट सेंट्रिक हो गया है 2030 के कॉमनवेल्थ गेम्स भी भारत में ही होने जा रहे हैं भारत पूरी मजबूती से 2036 ओलंपिक की मेजबानी के लिए भी तैयारी कर रहा है
The 8-day tournament, which will continue till the 11th of this month, is witnessing participation of over 1,000 players from across the country. Union Minister of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Shivraj Singh Chauhan released 184 new varieties of 25 crops with improved traits developed by Indian Council of Agricultural Research at New Delhi yesterday. It includes 60 rice varieties, 50 maize and 13 oil seeds. Addressing the event, Mr. Singh said India has surpassed China in rice production. He added that India has become a leading rice exporting nation. Earlier, addressing a press conference in New Delhi, the minister said new Viksit Bharat G. Ram G. scheme safeguards workers' interest. He called out the Congress for allegedly misleading the public over the newly enacted Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar or Ajivika Mission, Grameen Viksit Bharat G. Ram G. Act. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar embarked on an official visit to France and Luxembourg tonight. During his week-long visit, Dr. Jayashankar will meet the French leadership in Paris and hold talks with his counterpart Jean-Noël Barrot. They will discuss the progress made under the India-France strategic partnership and matters of global importance. In the second leg of his visit, the External Affairs Minister will visit Luxembourg, where he will hold discussions with the Luxembourg's Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Foreign Affairs, Xavier Bettel, and with the senior leadership of the country. India has expressed deep concern over the recent developments in Venezuela. The External Affairs Ministry said in a statement that the evolving situation is being closely monitored. India has reaffirmed its support to the well-being and safety of the people of Venezuela. New Delhi has called upon all concerned to address issues peacefully through dialogue, ensuring peace and stability of the region. Meanwhile, the ministry has issued an advisory urging Indian nationals to avoid all non-essential travel to Venezuela in view of the recent developments. The winter session of Delhi Legislative Assembly will begin today. The four-day session will continue till the 8th of this month. During the session, discussions will be held on various issues including pollution, environment and CAG's report related to the Sheesh Mahal project as well as Delhi Jal Board. In view of the prevailing cold wave conditions in the state, schools in Jharkhand's Ranchi and Jamshedpur will remain closed till the 6th of this month. According to the officials, the decision to suspend classes from kindergarten to class 12 was taken following a special bulletin issued by the India Meteorological Department, IMD, Ranchi, which warned of severe cold and cold wave conditions in several parts of the state. According to the order issued under Section 163 of the Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Sanhita, BNSS, academic activities in classes from KG to class 12 in all government, non-government and private schools operating in both the districts will remain postponed till January 6. And that is the end of this news bulletin.